Gvoya. Whoever says means lashon of rising or being high. Shenema v'yakol horim, aramim v'yakol agvoyis, hanesoyis, and v'yitzapachas elot feila. Tzapachas means like you're nothing, you're bottle, you're secondary. Shenema sefocheni nu alachas akunois, lecho pas lechem. Let me grab heaven, be like, let me be tofu like to the Kahanim. Tzatzav laseis lasapachas. Somebody that makes himself great, thinks he's great, at the end of be lasapachas, he'll be put down to like nothing. He'll be like bottle to other people. Turn over. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Borei, come and see. Kamo gedolim namuchei haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great a person that's humble is in front of Hashem, and a muchei ruach holds himself low. Shebisho shebeis hamigdash kayim, when we have a beis hamigdash kayim, odom akriv oila. A person could go to the beis hamigdash and have a korban oila brought. What does he have? Schar oila biyodoi. He has a schar, he brought a korban oila. Mincha, he wants to bring a korban. Mincha is schar mincha biyodoi. Good, he has a reward that he brought a mincha. But a person that has a humble heart is malolo bakosiv. The pasuk considers him kilo hikriv kol hakabonis kulam. It is as if he brought all the kabonis there are. Shenem, the pasuk says zivchei lekim ruach nishbara. That zivchei lekim like is ruach nishbara. A person has a broken heart. He's like zivchei lekim, like he brought all the kabonis. Rashi zivchei means kol hazvachim mashmo. Mashmi has all the kabbonis, like he brought all his kabbonis, like he brought his heart. For lo yoyed, not only this, el eshein tfilos in the messes. Such a person, when he davens, his tfilah will be answered. It won't be in the messes, it won't be like disregarded, like it's a miss. Shinema, the pasuk says, leiv nishpar v'nidke elokim le'sivza. A person has a broken heart, Hashem won't be despised like. Hashem will listen to his tfilah. For Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shua ben Levi says, "Kol Hashem or Choisu be'elam azeh, whoever puts his ways the right way, on this world." So Rashi says, "Hasom means like you shuts up, you evaluate your ways." Rashi says, "Mechashev hefset mitzvah kineges chara," like you watch clearly what you're doing. You know there's a schar for mitzvahs. You know there's an adnoinish for the averis, and you watch yourself carefully. Your thumb, you make a shuma, you evaluate what's the right thing to do. A person that does that in his ways in this world is zoyche v'roye b'yeshuvasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll be zoyche to see the Yeshua of Hashem. What it means, Yemais HaMashiach, he'll be zoyche to see Yeshua is the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimer, the pasuk says, v'shom derech arenu b'yisho akim. A person that puts his road on the right way, he'll be able to see the Yeshua of Hashem. His al tikri v'shom ella v'shom derech. Person evaluates his ways to watch out to do the right way. Watch more. What's worth it more? That's the person of mizrecha to see Yeshua of Hashem. Now go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says ketzad mekanelo. How is the case where a person? What's the lashon? How does a man say to his wife when he wants to warn her? Don't be with this man. So the Mishnah says what if he tells her not to talk to her? So we say that's not called the stira, that's not called the kinui. But then if he gets found alone in the room, then it becomes asa. So Gemara says, a gufa kasha, it's a stira in the Mishnah itself. Amarta, first you say, oh, ma lo b'fnei shnai matadabriya mishpleini. Zeh, if somebody told the what, don't talk to this person, alma diva stirahu. You see, diva is called the stira. V'adetanya, then that starts off, like, what's called stira? What's called kinui? You warn your wife, don't talk to the man. So Mishnah's mashma, that's called the good kinui. That's the way you're supposed to warn her. But the other time, then the Mishnah says, Dibrimoi, if you found your wife talking with that man, Adayim Muteras Lebeso, Materas Lecha Betruma. Nothing doing. She's still mutter to her husband. She's still allowed to eat truma. She says, stop talking with the man. It's not called stira. Alma Dibur Leiklumu. You see, stop that she's talking with the man. That means nothing. So it's a stira in the Mishnah. When a husband warns his wife, don't talk with that man, is that meaning? Does it mean something or not? So Moses is like this. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hochi Komar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say like this. Al Tadabri, if the husband tells her, don't talk. V'dibra, and she did. And Dibra, and she spoke. That's nothing. What about though, V'al Tadabri, V'nistara, V'lai Klum? That also means nothing. If the husband only told her not to talk, so that's not called kinui. Then even if she's found to be alone with the man, that means nothing. But out history, let's say the husband tells his wife, I don't want you to be found alone, history with that man. The debris moi, and then all we found out that she was talking with him, dying moteris lebesa, moteris lecha betruma, nothing doing, still she's muta. She's allowed to live with the husband still, and if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's allowed to still eat Truma. But Nichnasa Imoy Labayas Asesa. But let's say we found out that she went with that man alone in the room. Vishosa Kadei Tuma, and they were alone together with the Shir we had yesterday's Daf, Kadei Tuma, how long to make a Maisa Haro? Is Asura Labesa. That even though it's only a Suffolk, if they live together or not, we don't know. But that's called the Saita, that after the husband warned her, and then we found out that there was fear, they were found alone together. His Asura Labesa, she's called the Saita, that she's also to live with her husband. She can't go back to her house like she's also to her husband. And the Asura Lecha Betruma, if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's not letting Truma either. Then the Mishnah says, let's say in the case where she's a Saita, the Emes Chaletzes. Then let's say she died, let's say the husband dies, and they had no children, and there's a brother alive, so she'll be a mitzvah yibum. But we say, since she's a Saita, the loch is, the brother cannot like be miyab, not live with her, but rather he has to give a chalitza. So Gemara asks why. Amai tisyabim nam yivumi. Why don't we have a mitzvah yibum here? What takes off the mitzvah yibum? Yeah, even if she's a Saita, but so what? The brother-in-law, though, she should be muta. Why shouldn't she be muta to the brother-in-law? There's no avera living with the brother-in-law. Now that the husband died, so there's a mitzvah yibum. Why shouldn't the brother now go be miyabma? Tisya nami gumus. Omer Rabbi Yezer Grace says, Omer Kora Pasuk says, V'yotza mi deisoi v'hol chavoysa l'shachar. So that she went l'shachar v'loy l'yovim. It's such a place that says she goes out to be with somebody else and not with the yovim. So Rashi says, V'yotza mi deisoi means l'el minek siv kimotza b'ervas dover. If a husband finds that his wife had znus, so he gives her a get, and it says, V'yotza mi deisoi, she leaves the house. So we dash and she can only live with Lishacha, somebody else. Or the kashra is Lomali. What do we need the word Lishacha for? Pshita. So the chiddush here is that in the case where you found your wife to have shaykhs with a saita, with a znus, then there's no mitzvah yivam. That she can't go to the yavam, but it has to be v'yotzmi beisim, v'ochavos lishachar. Li'achar v'loy li'yavam. That there's no mitzvah yivam, they can't make yivam. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, if so, that's the post that means to say, Elamiyata chalitza namalei kiboy. There should not be chalitza either then. Like if the post is saying that there's no mitzvah yibum, they should not have chalitza either. And Rashi says, the potra rachmona v'sharya lishachar, v'chol inyan. The post says she's allowed to marry somebody else. Mashmida, she's not zokot liyavim. Omalei said back, ilu isa labal, miloi boy yet no, if the husband would still be alive. That pasuk says she'd get married to somebody else. But it means after she got a get, before the husband would give her a get, she can't get married to somebody else. And therefore, now that the husband died, that I call upon him chalitza they need. Like chalitza is like the mokum get. So just like if the husband would have still been alive, he would have to give her a get, is now tiboy chalitza. This the yarmi son say Amr Rabbi Yosef. Rachman Amr the Torah says, v'yotza mi beisav ochav osli shachar. When you found out your wife did aroyas, so you have to send her away, and she has to go and live with somebody else. What does it mean? Alishachar lelisterei lebeisei.
Like Rashi says, we don't want them to stay together. K'diomel yel zenusa vebeisei kikar leshumsha. If there's nus in the house, if the wife does nus, like we'll destroy the house. So therefore, we don't want her to destroy his house. Therefore, we tell him to get rid of her. And you want to say now that the husband died, the brother should have to go marry her, and that's a svar, the Torah does not want you to marry her. Because she's only somebody that's going to destroy your house. So therefore it's a svar not to make yibum. Gemara says, Omalai Abayis, Abayis said back, Elamayatev so, Liyacha loitinose. They should also be like an Issa, she shouldn't be able to get married to anybody else either. The Lalist, the Relabese, that she should not go to destroy his house like. So Gemara says, Omalai, Mikor Raminin lo Alei,